Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, all of you beautiful people out there. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today, and a lot of crazy breaking news happening. We're going to get through all of it today. Hey, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com, and we're really outside of Hannity. We are the only conservative talk radio show that has its own editorial staff. So we have all sorts of great professional writers and journalists that are really putting together stories that are fair and balanced. Fox News used to do this all the time. They don't now. And one of the reasons why is we hired one of their best writers, Caleb Park, our managing editor. And that's really helpful, because when you get our newsletter every day, you are getting news and information that you can rely on, you can depend on. Heaven forbid we make a mistake. We never make mistakes. But if we did make a mistake, you would see it at the very top of the story. We don't believe in hiding, you know, any sorts of mistakes. So if there's a correction that needs to be made, we put that at the very top, and we're very open and honest about it. As a matter of fact, we are one of a handful, and by handful, I mean three or four. So, all right, somebody who has, you know, only four fingers. All right, we are only a handful of conservative websites, news websites, that actually get the green check mark from the left-wing fact checkers, because we do good journalism here. And we take pride in that, because we want to make sure that you guys have all the information, news and information at the ready. So a couple of stories here, and we're going to get to Whoopi Goldberg. And I just have a question, and we're going to give out the number, and I'm curious to know, should Whoopi Goldberg be fired for what she did, for what she said? Should she be fired, yes or no? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to get to that in just a moment. CNN, breaking news, the head honcho at CNN, a guy by the name of Jeff Zucker, has resigned in disgrace. He is out at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Always good to hear from Judge Joe Brown on a Wednesday. What day is today? Today's Thursday. Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday. Thank you, Grace. Appreciate that. It's been a long week. I'm writing the book, by the way. Let me stop here. Folks, I'm on a major book deadline, which means I'm not getting much sleep these days. So bear with me for another week and a half, and we're going to get through it, and we'll be back to normal. Jeff Zucker has resigned in disgrace. It turns out he was shacking up with another guy's wife, and it's consensual. I don't know. But basically, they're doing things over at CNN that would make the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah blush. I mean, it's a whorehouse over there, folks. And I'm talking about the Old Testament variety. All sorts of fornication going on out there. And Zucker, I'm going to read this statement to you. And again, we're calling these people out because they have elevated themselves as the moral superiors of all the rest of us, when in fact, they're pretty horrible human beings. Anyway, Jeff Zucker writing, as part of the investigation into Chris Fredo Cuomo's tenure at CNN, I was asked about a consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I have worked with for more than 20 years. I acknowledge the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I did not. I was wrong. As a result, I am resigning today. I came to CNN on January 28th, 2013. Together, we had 9 great years. I certainly wish my tenure here had ended differently, but it was an amazing run. I loved every minute. I am grateful to the thousands of blah, blah, blahs. I wish each of you nothing but the best in the years ahead. With gratitude and much love, Jeff. I don't know if I ought to put that last part in there. Sounds to me that's what got him in trouble in the first place. A little bit too much love. But again, he was shacking up with another guy's wife, living in sin. And, well, they were. I mean, that's why. Look, that's why it's wrong. I mean, when you're committing adultery, that's what Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were doing over at FBI headquarters. And they got the heave-ho. But, man, CNN is... it's just completely collapsed. And old Ted Turner, I know he's a leftist, but he was a good old boy back in the day. Old Ted Turner, and he, by the way, is a great restaurant chain, too, Ted's Montana Grill. Old Ted Turner, he's got to be looking at what's happening around here and going, geez, Alou, what happened to CNN? They've had scandal after scandal after scandal. Now, keep in mind, remember, not just Chris Fredo Cuomo, but you had, who's gone. He's out. He got the heave-ho. But then you've got Jeffrey Toobin, who was accused of pleasuring himself during a Zoom call in front of God and country. Nobody wanted to see that. But they brought Jeffrey Toobin back in. As a matter of fact, he's a name now. It's kind of like, you know, when you go and you want to make a copy of something, what do? You got to go Xerox it, right? So now they're telling people, if you're ever doing a Zoom call, don't pull a Toobin. That's what they're saying. Look, I didn't make it up. That's what they say. And then you've got Don Lemon, who was accused of doing horrible things to another man at Murph's Bar out in the Hamptons. Grabbing a package that should not have been grabbed, if you will. I'm telling folks, I know many of you are horrified. I can't believe Todd. I thought he was a good Baptist. Why is he talking like this? Why is he sharing this? Because you need to know this is what's happening at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Again, Judge, thank you. I'm telling you, folks, it is crazy over there. But can I share a little inside industry news secret here? It's like that at all of those cable news networks. I mean, that's the way it goes. If you have seen the TV or the movie Anchorman with Will Ferrell, the reason why that movie is so funny, it's because it's true. That's the way newsrooms operate. I mean, it's just booze. Basically, you have a bunch of horn dogs and alcoholics that work in the news industry. That's what it is. So anyway, we'll see how this plays out. This is breaking news, Jeff Zucker, and this is actually fallout from the Fredo Cuomo scandal. So now Jeff Zucker is out over at CNN. Now I want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg. So last night, word came down that ABC was suspending Whoopi Goldberg for 2 weeks. I'm just going to say this right out of the gate here. And let's get this. They're talking about it on The View, by the way. So let me know when we get that audio. Whoopi Goldberg out for 2 weeks. If Whoopi Goldberg had been a white female conservative, she would have been fired right on the spot. But I'm curious to hear from you. Should Whoopi have been suspended or should she be canceled? Should we sacrifice her to the cancel culture gods? What say you? Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Wes is listening to us from the great state of Oklahoma. All right, Wes, what say you?
Hey, Todd, I say no, she shouldn't be canceled. I don't agree with what she said, but I don't think she had, like, bad intent. I think she just misspoke. But the main reason why I say no is because we don't like it when conservatives are canceled, so we don't want to go around canceling everybody that says something that we disagree with.
Now, this is Wes. This is an interesting observation and take on this, because you're right. There are plenty of conservatives who have been destroyed by saying something on television or on the radio. You've had conservatives that have tweeted something. I was, you know, they took me out at Fox News for something that I didn't even say. One of my guests said something on the radio. So I get it. I get it. But here's my take on this, Wes. It seems to me that this is an opportunity for the left to get on board with all of the rest of us freedom-loving Americans and destroy the cancel culture mob. This is an opportunity for all of us to stand together and say, you know what? For the sake of humanity, we're gonna say no to the cancel culture mob, and we're going to stop this nonsense. Do you think that could actually happen, Wes?
Well, there's always, you know, wishful thinking. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Look, do I think that she should she be fired? In a perfect world, no. I don't think she should be, Wes. I think she handled the best she can. Whoopi is not the smartest person on The View, and that was very clear in how she explained her initial remarks and the follow-up. She's just an ignorant person, and she can
I think she just misunderstood the situation. I mean, she was clearly wrong in her analysis, but I don't think she had, like, ill intent towards the Jewish people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she may. I don't know. She needs to really clarify all of this. But regardless, does she need to be fired? And I'm with you. I don't think she does need to be fired. But that's, again, in a perfect world. We're not living in a perfect world. We're living in a world controlled by the leftist and the cancel culture mob. And so until they want to address that, until the left wants to declare war on the cancel culture mob, I say we've got to play by their rules. Wes, appreciate the call. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania listening to us on the KWAM app. Hi, Tom. What say you?
How are you, Mr. Starnes?
I'm well, thank you.
I wanted to thank you first for my biscuit book. I enjoy it very much. The other thing with Whoopi, she committed two leftist sins. One, she put out misinformation. And two, she's culture appropriating the Jewish name Goldberg.
Now,
so I think she should be fired.
Now, this is interesting because we did a little research, Tom. And Whoopi Goldberg, she was born here in the great nation of America, to a mom and a dad whose her father, by the way, was a Baptist preacher. He was not a rabbi. And that shocks a lot of people because they think that Whoopi Goldberg's real name is, in fact, Whoopi Goldberg. And it's not Whoopi Goldberg. She is the daughter of a Baptist preacher, not a rabbi. Her name is Karen Elaine Johnson. So, Tom, I'm with you. I think maybe the greater sin here is that she is culturally appropriated from the Jewish traditions.
Right. Two leftist sins, the two big ones.
All right. Tom, great observations, and I'm glad you like the biscuit book. God bless you. Real quick, before we go to break, let's go to North Carolina. James on WSIC. All right, James, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, hello, Todd. I'm glad to speak to you. I think she should be fired. And the reason being, well, first of all, let me tell you, I like Goldie. I love the movies that she's been in, and but they're so misinformed on a lot of things that they talk about on The View, especially that other gal, the big mouth. I forget her name.
That one's Behar. Oh, Joy Behar.
Woo. Oh, my goodness. Behar should be,
be married to that.
Driving a garbage truck or something like that. She's a garbage mouth, you know. And she's always, you know, she always looks like she's angry, no matter what she's addressing. But like I say, I like Goldie, but that's an unforgivable thing to say, I think.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, I enjoyed the Sister Act movies. You know, what was that, the Singing and Dancing Nuns? I thought that was very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is what it is. All right, James. Well, there you go. Appreciate it. You've had your say. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Should Whoopi Goldberg be fired? You know, the conservatives are making the argument, hey, if she had been a white female conservative, she would have already been shown the door, and they would be condemning her. What say you? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Wolfzilla is weighing in over on the Twitter page. Todd, maybe it's just me, but is Jeffrey Toobin the only person at CNN that kept his hands to himself? That's well played, Wokezilla. Well played. And Grace just threw up a little bit, so somebody want to clean that up. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. Todd Starnes here. The breaking news, by the way, Jeff Zucker. The guy really is, that guy is pretty awful human being over there. Turned a blind eye to a lot of horrible things that his staff members did to people. We're talking about Don Lemon, who is now facing a lawsuit. I mean, this was a sexual assault allegation inside that bar where Don Lemon grabbed a man's private parts. It's just unbelievable. You got Fredo Cuomo, who was using his position to intimidate victims of his brother, the sex pervert, Andrew Cuomo. Trump just sent out a statement. I want to read this to you. The folks over at Mar-a-Lago just sent this to us. This is a statement from President Trump. Jeff Zucker is a world-class sleazebag who is... I love how Trump just gets... He just gets right to the point. Jeff Zucker, a world-class sleazebag who has headed ratings and Real News Challenge CNN far too long, has been terminated for numerous reasons, but predominantly because CNN lost its way with viewers and everybody else. Now is a chance to put fake news in the back seat because there may not be anything more important than straightening out the horrendous, lamestream media in our country. And in the case of CNN, throughout the world, Jeff Zucker is gone. Congratulations to all. Well, there you go. That's the statement from President Trump. Hey, I want to get back to this Whoopi Goldberg thing for just a moment. And there are a lot of people that say she should be fired. But again, I'm not one of these let's jump on the cancel culture mob. So in the perfect world, should she have been fired? Should she have been punished for what she said? I don't think so. I think she screwed up, said something stupid, tried to make it right. I don't think there was any animosity there. I don't know. Maybe there is. Look, at the very least, she was incredibly insensitive, at the worst, anti-Semitic. And only Whoopi knows that. But again, my inclination is to say no. I mean, look, what you say is what you say. And it was terrible what she said. But I don't think it should end her career. But that's how things would play out in a normal world. But we're not living in a normal world. We're living in a world where if you go out and you're, say, for example, a white person and you buy a song, you go onto iTunes or Spotify or whatever, and you listen to a song that's got racial language in it, you're going to be destroyed. Your life is going to be destroyed. How many times have we seen 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids who have been outed nationally because they flew a Confederate flag or they did something stupid? How many times have we seen that happen? So if we're going to have to play by the cancel culture rules as they now stand, yeah, Whoopi's done. She's got it. Got to send her packing off to the unemployment line. And by the way, what's up with the last name Goldberg? She's a Baptist. She's not Jewish. Sounds like cultural appropriation to me. All right, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without putting them on a leash. Most of the time, you're probably going to be okay, but what if one day your dog decides to run away or gets dog-napped? Better be careful, folks, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, in cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secure. Any hacker on the same network can gain access and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even on your smart TV. And it's super easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. You say, Todd, how good is ExpressVPN? Folks, it's great, so great that I use ExpressVPN to protect my internet access. All you need to do to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free, go to expressvpn.com/starnes. That's expressvpn.com/starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to our Liberty University studios. By the way, have you been watching Newsmax lately? Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. They say she's worth about as much as, what, $250 million. She gave, she made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Our good buddy Grant Stinchfield over at Newsmax, just sick and tired of all the hypocrisy. He launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy. And he's demanding she return $30 million, that $30 million bucks to help poor families. And if you want to sign that petition, all you got to do is go to giveitbacknancy.com. Again, that's giveitbacknancy.com. Watch Stinchfield tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, as he exposes the hypocrisy in D.C. Dick Morris, Michael Savage, great folks, great guest on that show. And by the way, if your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, what you need to do is download the free app, which is what I've done. And it's absolutely incredible, free of charge. And it works incredibly well. Watched Trump's last big rally on my smartphone. So anyway, Newsmax.com for great breaking news as well. All right. Before we move on from CNN, I want to play some audio. This is, you know, people were asking, what about Don Lemon? What did Don Lemon do? So Don Lemon was at a very popular bar, Murph's Bar, out in the Hamptons. And one of the people at the bar says he was manhandled by Mr. Lemon. Take a listen.
Yeah, so after he says, do you like me? Is that why you're effing with me? And I said, no, just wanted to say what's up, man. And I look at my boss and I look back and he has his hand in his pants rubbing himself aggressively. And he shoves his two fingers up underneath my mustache, thrusts my head back and says, do you like pussy? And he said it like two or three times after that. And I just said, what the hell, man? And I just ran out the back door.
Wow. There you go. I'm not quite sure what the bar scene is like in the Hamptons, but I can assure you, if that would have happened at a bar in the South, somebody would have been going through the front window. I'm just saying, you don't do that to another guy. That's just, come on. Jeez, a little. Anyway, that's what that's all about. And the question is, why are these people given a national, international platform? I mean, there's all sorts of perverts working over there at CNN. That's why they call it, and that's why I call it, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Always good to hear from you, Judge. By the way, today's Groundhog Day. Do you follow Groundhog Day? I don't know why people think it's like a huge deal in this town. Was it Punxsutawney? It's in Pennsylvania. And, Grace, I used to hate that. I had to cover that a time or two. And the reason why is it's hard to spell the blasted name.
Yeah, I can never remember how to spell it.
So anyway, I mean, it's like a huge deal. They get, I mean, thousands of people turn out. They're wearing the morning coats. They got the black top hats, you know, the whole nine yards.
It's a little celebrity.
They read a proclamation, and then the groundhog comes out.
He's like, what's everyone looking at?
Phil is his name, Punxsutawney Phil. That's his name. And then if he see, I don't know how it works, but anyway, I've been telling our staff, you know, I own KWAM, the news talk station in Memphis. And Grace, I told the staff I was very upset this morning because they actually carried it live, the whole thing, the whole ceremony. And I'm like, guys, why do we care about this Yankee groundhog? We have our own groundhog in the South called General Beauregard Lee.
That's a mouthful,
too. Who lives in a little antebellum plantation house in Georgia.
Oh, my.
We just triggered so many people. That it's the most politically incorrect groundhog in America.
You got that right.
So anyway, and the way it works, at least in the southern states, if General Lee comes out of the antebellum plantation house and sees a Yankee, then I think we've got six more weeks of winter. I think that's how that goes.
That's not quite the way the other one does it, but close enough.
Close enough. So anyway, the Yankee groundhog says we're going to have another six more weeks of winter.
Yep.
And the southern groundhog says, get your shorts, get the suntan lotion. Springtime's a coming.
Well, I don't know if I believe the southern groundhog because we're going to have an ice storm later this week in the Mid-South, so I don't know.
You know, they're not the only groundhogs around. Did you know that?
I knew there were other groundhogs, yes.
So one year, they sent me out to Staten Island when I was working at Fox. And Staten Island is a great working class area, great mm-hmm. conservatives. And Bloomberg was mayor at the time. And the groundhog there is named Staten Island Chuck. So Chuck, okay. The groundhog. And so anyway, Chuck was in a bad mood. I don't know. Maybe, you know, it's...
Woke him up from his nap.
It's the one job he has to do all year. And so he's probably a little anxious, a little nervous. And the groundhog didn't want to come out. Chuck didn't want to come out. So
yep.
Bloomberg, and I don't know who told him to do this. Somebody said, well, just stick your hand in there and grab the groundhog.
That's a terrible idea.
That's a horrible idea.
For many reasons.
So the mayor did, and the groundhog latched on to the mayor and didn't let go.
Ow.
It was not a pretty picture. So Staten Island, but suddenly Chuck became the most popular celebrity in all of New York City.
He bit the mayor.
You know it. I mean, every time Chuck went out to one of the bars in Staten Island, he never had to pay for another drink.
Oh, I bet.
So then you had de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, and he was holding the groundhog.
Oh, no.
Staten Island Chuck.
I need to stay away from the groundhog.
And he dropped the groundhog.
No!
And killed Staten Island Chuck.
Just from dropping him?
Yes. I mean, the next day, the poor groundhog just dropped dead.
Aww.
It probably had like a concussion or something. I don't know.
Aw, poor buddy.
So, well, you would think so, but there's more to the story.
Oh, no.
So they did an investigative report because, you know, it's Staten Island Chuck.
Yeah.
And he was murdered.
Murdered
by Bill de Blasio on national television. I mean, it was very clear what he did.
Yes.
And it turns out that Staten Island Chuck was actually Staten Island Charlotte. Yeah.
Scandalous.
It was.
So they replaced the groundhog before.
And it seems to me, because he was literally holding the groundhog like you would hold a child that has just barfed on you, like away from you.
Oh, my.
So it's not, I mean... It didn't. It
like
wasn't
the Lion King.
It wasn't rocket Simba? Science. Yeah, you could pretty much figure. Wait a second, something's going on with Chuck
because the groundhog's not wearing any clothes.
No, it's not
even a top hat.
So anyway, there you go. I'm not sure who they have this year, but you know, God rest his or her soul. I don't know the groundhog's pronouns.
I was gonna say. I mean, you know, maybe Groundhog Charlotte identified as Chuck.
It's a transgender.
It works. Hey, listen, these animals, you got to watch out.
By the way, the official name, I looked this up one day. I was, you know, when I was working at Fox News, I went above and beyond to bring entertaining journalism to the masses. And I just wanted to find out what do they call, you know, because all these animals have official names. And the groundhog is known as a yellow-bellied hoary marmot.
Wow.
Like, not in the biblical sense.
Also, I mean, also a mouthful.
It wasn't promiscuous. It wasn't a promiscuous groundhog.
You say so.
No, they were hoary, as in H-O-R-R-Y.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't judge here on the Todd Stern. We just report the facts. All right. Speaking of bars, there is a very popular watering hole in Washington, D.C. And last night, the D.C. Department of Health actually came in and shut down this bar. It's just, I want you to hear the owner. He's out in front of the bar, and he's just incredibly emotional because they haven't done anything wrong. It is all about the face masks. Take a listen.
We're not doing anything wrong. We're treating everybody with respect. There's not been any bad incidents here. It just hasn't happened. And I hope that they will see the folly of somebody here who is serving you a drink having to wear a mask. I think I'm not. The government doesn't send me a paycheck. I send the government money. I am not an agent of the government to do this. If they want to come down and check people's medical status, they're more than welcome to. I don't have the people for that. When people walk into this place, we get them and sit them down and get them a drink and get them a beer. That's it. We get them food, really good food. And I'm talking a lot here, but I'm telling you, this is what I want to do. I'm not. And thank you. Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate it. I don't know. I really don't know. When people ask me, where are you going to get on the other side of this? I don't know. I just know that I'm doing the right thing. And this place is supposed to be open.
You can hear the emotion in the poor man's voice. This is his life. And you've got people up in Washington, D.C. that are playing with people's lives. You know, you think about this guy. The name of the pub is called The Big Board. A bunch of our buddies from over at townhall.com, that's their local watering hole. So they go there after hours, have a burger. Now, the good news is that they did not close. As a matter of fact, the owner decided he's going to remain open. They're ignoring the closure notice from the health department, and they're going to keep serving beer. They're going to keep serving burgers. But when you sit back and look at what these government agencies are doing, and then you look and see what happened at the big playoff game, the championship game out in California, where you had Gavin Newsom, Eric Garcetti, London Breed, all standing around having a good time. They were hoisting back the booze. They were eating the nachos. They were doing the meet and greets. Nobody was wearing a face mask. Nobody was told to socially distance themselves. But all the rest of us, all of us little people, we've got to wear the masks. We've got to be socially distant. We've got to make sure that we obey the rules and regulations inside the privacy of our own small businesses. That's what's happening in America. And I pray, folks, we have the opportunity in November to send a message to these people to say never again. We will never allow ourselves to be subjected to such tyranny. So I stand alongside these folks, and I hope that they're going to be able to get out from underneath the health department there in Washington, D.C. But this is what happens when you elect liberals to office. Very bad things happen. And I do hope they have some recourse. If I was the owner of the big board, I'd be taking advantage of the fact that you've got a bunch of folks from town hall going and grabbing burgers over there. We need to do whatever we can to help these kinds of folks. Unbelievable. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
By now, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike Lindell is just a great American patriot. And he is. And he has done it again with his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And they're also made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his My Slippers. So comfortable, you're going to want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and click on the radio listener square. Use my promo code Starnes. You're going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstocked items such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes. You can also call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code Starnes.
A great 2 hours ahead of us. Our good buddy Andy Biggs is going to be here, Congressman Biggs. Liz Harrington, President Trump's spokesperson, she's going to drop by. President Trump, by the way, is going to be on the program Monday. That's going to be a great conversation. And we've got Megan Basham back. We had some phone problems yesterday, so we'll have Megan on to talk about Whoopi, Jeff Zucker, and a crazy story involving evangelicals, or as we call them, woke evangelicals. I want to share this item with you from Pennsylvania, and we have some audio from a mom who is alleging that a teacher at a grade school in Pennsylvania ordered children to stand up based on the color of their skin. Take a listen.
I just want to counteract that. I actually pulled my daughter out of AM Culp because of the fifth grade teacher who lined those students up from whitest to darkest, made them turn around, and the white ones needed to apologize to the black ones. Now, do not tell me that did not happen, okay, in this district. You need to put an end to this. Kids do not see color, and you are segregating them, and you are separating them. This is not okay. Do something or get out of those damn chairs.
Can you believe that? Now, they're going to say, oh, we don't teach critical race theory in our schools. We don't teach. No, they call it something else. What she just described is the product of critical race theory, which is being taught on university and college campuses. There was another father, and you know what? Let's go ahead and play this audio from a dad who also weighed in here. This is horrible.
When it comes to the honesty issue, this board has repeatedly denied an activity that has taken place at AM Culp Elementary. Just the last action meeting, we were actually attacked by Dr. G, who referred to Fox News about an event that happened. Fox News didn't tell me that the event happened at AM Culp Elementary. The activity I'm talking about is known as a privilege walk. It happened in the courtyard at AM Culp Elementary, not once, but four times. A teacher who had a professional courtesy, I won't say her name, lined the students up on the wall, asked them to step forward if their parents were married, step forward if their parents were college educated, step forward if they own a cell phone or an iPhone, step forward if their skin color resembled one of a Band-Aid, step forward if they had an in-ground pool. Now, this teacher carried out this event, and I know it happened because one father told me at the top of my driveway, four parents told me over the phone, I sat in the driveway and a mother and father told me the story that happened to their daughter last year, and just Thursday I sat in the living room and listened to the story verbatim, word for word, the same questions. But she also added at one point when she asked about the Band-Aid with a mini megaphone, the teacher told the student to get back on the wall because her parents were from India. That happened. There are no versions of the truth, Mrs. Stoll. You emphatically said that didn't happen five times. It did happen, but yet you still deny that it happened. We have filed a right to know for it. We did it in July. We're still waiting for the results on that because it keeps getting kicked down the can because you know you can run out the clock on the issue.
All right, that's the North Penn School District in Pennsylvania, AM Culp Elementary School. We've got the story and the videos up on our website, toddstearns.com. What you just heard, that is not a public school, ladies and gentlemen. That is a taxpayer-funded communist indoctrination center. That's what that is. Anybody, just throwing this out here, I know they're cramming all of this radical leftist fascist ideology down the throats of the kids. I know that they're spending time recruiting kids for these predator clubs, and they're confusing everybody about their personal pronouns. I get it. But when do they have time to actually teach the children? Are we actually teaching the children how to read and write? There's a story, and we're going to get to this a little bit later on. They did a survey of kids in Baltimore public schools who have, these are kids, okay? They are on an elementary school, kindergarten, reading level. Is it possible the reason why is that they don't have time to teach the kids reading and writing and arithmetic? They don't know how to tie their shoes. They don't know how to wipe their nose. They don't know how to multiply or divide. Is the reason why because we're so caught up in making sure that we confuse the kids about their pronouns and punish the white children because they were born white? Which, by the way, is a lie from the pit of hell. That's why critical race theory is one of the most evil things I've ever seen. Because it's telling you that when God made white people, he made a mistake. When God made black people, he made them victims. That's not the God I serve. We are all made in God's image. Remember the Sunday school song, red, yellow, black, white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the children of the world. That's what we say. All right, folks, we've got so much more to get through. Hang tight. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So glad that you are hanging out with us today. By the way, apparently most of the country is under some sort of a big winter weather advisory, so you guys be careful out there. I know here in Memphis at our flagship radio station, KWAM, News Talk, 107.9 FM, 990 AM, we're expecting an ice storm. The South, we don't do good in ice. And one of the reasons why Southerners get bad, they get a bad rap in the national media, is because up in the north, and I've noticed this, Grace Baker, when I was living up in the north, it would mostly snow. Very rarely would you get the freezing rain or the sleet, or anything like that. But here in the south, we get the freezing rain.
And it's the worst.
I don't care how good of a driver you are, but you can't drive on ice.
No way.
And so I remember several years back, there was an ice storm, and there were wrecks. I mean, just hundreds of people crashing their cars around New York City.
Goodness.
Queens, the Bronx, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat back with my popcorn and popped a Baptist martini and had a good laugh. By the way, if you Pentecostals, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. Don't put me on the prayer list. So anyway, we're gearing up for, are you ready? Have you got your provisions?
Yeah, I've got some provisions, but I'm going to make sure all my devices are fully charged tonight, that sort of thing. Got a lantern.
That's a good
things like that.
It's a good call. The problem is, it's the supply chain nonsense. I'm still not quite sure I understand what's going on here.
I went to the store yesterday to get some groceries, and I was able to get pretty much everything. And I get a certain kind of peanut butter, and I went over there to get peanut butter. There was, none left. I had to get the organic. I was like, I don't know what else to get because the others were super crunchy with honey. They didn't have any of the normal stuff.
Somebody tried to give it. Somebody said, oh, you got to try the organic peanut butter. And so I get the organic peanut butter, and there's, a half an inch of, oil on
yes,
the top of it.
Yes, you have to stir it. Because it's natural, because it's the way it sits. It is better for you. But regardless, the one I got wasn't like that. But I know what you're talking about. I normally get the Jif natural. Because also, I feed it to my dog, and dogs can only have certain kinds. So I got to be careful what I get.
So I'm with you. I'm at the Kroger, and I like Jif crunchy, extra crunchy peanut butter.
Okay.
That's my jam.
Sure.
Along with strawberry, which is also my jam, literally. And so I go there. There is no peanut butter to be had.
I mean, there's a few, but it's like the weird ones. Like, who wants the one that's like crunchy with honey? I'm like, I've got honey if I want it, but I'm like, that's just too much.
Remember, I don't know if you remember that it was Skippy that used to do this. I can't stand Skippy peanut butter.
Yeah, no,
they used to do Skippy peanut butter with the jelly in it.
Ew.
It was like a swirl.
That
it was
sound
grape.
Good.
Grape jelly
and
peanut
exactly
butter.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Terrible.
No. Terrible.
So I'm like, well, doggone it. And then I went to go get the breadcrumbs. So the panko. I get the panko. No panko breadcrumbs. So I thought, good. So I said, fine. I'm just going to go. And no, there were no breadcrumbs.
Oh, not at all.
I don't know what the deal was. So I thought, you know what? Fine. I'm going to do. I don't know if anybody else does this, but sometimes I'll do a breakfast for supper.
Oh, I'm doing that tonight.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
it's my favorite.
So you're going to, there are two stories here.
Oh, no.
I was going to make pancakes, and I thought, well, I want to go through the trouble of making it from scratch, so I'll get some of the box pancakes. So
yeah.
I go into the aisle, and I kind of look for the, the cheap box stuff.
See, I like Krusty's.
I saw that, and then I saw this other, and I thought, oh, wow, that's really interesting. That looks very good. It's got a great appealing name. So I thought, I will buy that. As long as it wasn't, it's the company that used to make Aunt Jemima. Remember Aunt Jemima?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, and I said, I'm not going to do any business with those people. So I go home, make the pancakes, and then I'm like, oh, wow, these are great pancakes. Where is this mill that I'm purchasing? I want to just order online. I'll be doggone if that's not the Aunt Jemima. That now it's called the Pearl Mill.
Yep.
I thought I had discovered something new.
No. And what kind of syrup did you have with it?
Pearl Mill.
No.
Yeah. Pearl Mill. Yeah. So then I went back and I got the Mrs. Buttersworth.
Okay.
So, and the like lady was eyeing me at the, she could tell, she was like, why is this white man buying Mrs. Butterworth? You could tell she was giving me the eye.
See, I like Krusty's because the mix, you just have to add water. Easy peasy. You don't need eggs or anything else.
So I'm going to give you the best. So I'm going to do that. I will try that. But I want you to write down the name of this, folks. The best sausage in America. It's not Jimmy Dean. It's Williams Sausage, made here in Tennessee.
And
they sell it by the case in Kroger.
Does it have the little pig with the vest on it?
It's got the little pig with the vest.
That's good advertising.
It's got the pig with the vest. So I go and they're out. How are you out of sausage? I'm telling you, there are plenty of liberals because they like to eat good food too. They're going to the markets and they're realizing the same, and they're going through the same frustrations everybody else is going through.
Yeah.
And they're
going
to be voting Republican.
And honestly, yeah, the sausage thing is ridiculous, but not even to mention, Todd, how expensive everything is when you find it. Because, like, if you're lucky enough to find bacon or sausage, you're like, geez Louise, it went up by like $3.
I haven't been out of the supermarket, and I don't buy a lot. I get one of the little tiny, the tiny baskets,
me too,
the
me
mini
too.
Baskets. $100.
Yep.
$100.
$100
all the time.
I went last night, and I had coupons, and I couponed everything, and I saved $11, so it came out at $90. So, yes, $100, and I didn't even get that much.
Is this just us or other? I have to imagine other people are dealing with this. No, it can't be. It can't be. I do know this. If Donald Trump was president, I would have sausage right now.
And the right kind of sausage.
Yes, that's right. And I suspect Aunt Jemima would still be gainfully employed. That's what I believe. I don't know. Seriously, though, I'm just curious. Is this a regional problem, or are people nationwide having these issues? This is not like, okay, snowstorm, got to run to the market. This is empty shelves of the weirdest stuff.
75 degrees outside and sunny.
Cranapple. No cranapple juice. What's going on, America? All I'm telling you is that one day, the Democrats who are angry that there's no cranapple juice and no extra crunchy peanut butter in the supermarket are going to be voting Republican in the midterms. I'm telling you. I'm pretty excited about it. Yes, we are suffering right now, but by, well, I mean, this. Okay, they did have the, you know, creamy Jif, but it's not the same. But so it's still somewhat suffering. We're going to be able to make great gains in Congress as a result of all of this. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I've got to play this audio and get your thoughts on this. President Biden was asked about the Constitution. And the Constitution, you know, a lot of these liberals think that the Constitution is some sort of a living, breathing document. Here's what President Biden had to say.
There's always a renewed national debate every time we nominate, any president nominates a justice, because the Constitution is always evolving slightly.
There you have it. The President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, saying the Constitution is always evolving slightly. He doesn't have a clue who he's going to put on the Supreme Court. Not a clue. There are some reports coming out of D.C., by the way, that the president and the administration were caught off guard. They had no idea that Stephen Breyer, was going to step aside, so they were not prepared. And the question now is whether or not Kamala Harris is going to be that person. If Kamala Harris is nominated to the Supreme Court, and you can mark this down, if Kamala Harris goes to the Supreme Court, Joe Biden will not finish out his term in office. He will step aside. And Hillary Clinton, or it could be, and again, we've heard, Senator Blackburn on from Tennessee. Senator Blackburn said the rumors going around, you know, her circles are that it's going to be Pete Buttigieg, who could become the first openly gay president of the United States. So there are a lot of moving parts here, and we're going to keep you posted. Hey, let's go to the phones. Keith is listening to us on the talk station. Now, Keith, I understand you used to work at Kroger.
I did, the one in Jonesboro.
Is that right? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. And I worked in every department except the meat and the deli. But the reason that I called is that I ended up on the front end as one of the cashiers. And a guy came through there, and he didn't have very much stuff at all. And it was well over $100. And it would easily fit in one of those little plastic bags. And I looked at him, and I said, if you'd like, I'll separate this into two or three bags if it'll make you feel better.
No, you did not. That's great.
I did. And you know what? He looked at me, and he said, just stick it in one. You know, I mean, you could tell he was kind of downtrodden about it, but he needed the stuff. He could just put it in one.
Now, Keith, around, you know, over there in your part of North Carolina, and you guys are over on the eastern side of the state, are you guys seeing any kinds of empty shelves, things of that nature?
Oh, yeah. All the time. You go to Walmart here. Well, I went to one of the Walmarts the other day, and they had no bananas. Everybody always has bananas. And one of the other fruit tables had no produce on it. And then other shelves were sparsely stocked with produce. And then you go down like where the sausage and stuff is. And some days it's just wiped out. And there'll be empty spaces all over the place. But there are three aisles that are always stocked. The beer coolers and the wine aisles.
Now, I have noticed that. I think our Kroger is actually a liquor store that sells lettuce. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, it's a massive. The wine section takes up at least a good quarter of the Kroger in my neighborhood. All right. Well, Keith, look, and by the way, Keith, write this down. Williams sausage. You got to check this stuff out. It's amazing. You got to get the thick, spicy slabs. They're very good.
When Kroger would have it on sale, I'd buy the case and take it home and stick it in the freezer.
That's what you do. I'm ready for the apocalypse or the apocalypse. All right, got to run, Keith. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. No, it's, folks, I mean, it's tough. A lot of restaurants around this part of the country are shutting down. They're not having many hours of, you know, they may be open for lunch and a little bit of time for dinner. So a lot of people are now having to cook their meals at home, which is probably what they should have been doing all along. But the reality is that because so many restaurants are having a hard time finding workers, they're not able to provide the level of service that they could in the past. There you go. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about our great friends over at Patriot Mobile. They sponsor the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and they are a great, great friend of conservatives and a great friend of the Todd Starnes radio program. Patriot Mobile, by the way, is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And by the way, they have the same towers, use the same towers the other carriers use, and they have some incredible discounts to fit any budget at all. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com, and you'll be able to get all sorts of information about the various kinds of plans they have. And if you want some great deals, you got to use my name, Todd, as the promo code. So that's patriotmobile.com/Todd, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use the promo code Todd. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You're going to, when they answer the phone, they're going to be speaking English. So you don't have to worry about somebody from, like, I don't know, Bangladesh answering your phone call. And again, be sure to use the promo code Todd. God bless our good friends over at Patriot Mobile.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Grace, we sparked a national discussion about peanut butter and sausage, apparently.
It's the little things.
It's a slow news. You know, it's just sort of a weird news week, right? You know,
there's
aside from the debauchery at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Ryan Negro Network.
Thanks, Judge. There's just not much going on out
not
there.
Not really.
You know how Judge Joe Brown must listen to the radio show all the time.
He must.
I mean, he's just right there with the...
He's ready to go.
Not a big fan of CNN.
Ryan Negro Network.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's from Memphis. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Judge Joe Brown is an actual judge from right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's great.
We have great people. We got Jerry the King Lawler. You know, big wrestling. Sorry, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Wrestling.
Yep.
We've got a news anchor from... he's a great guy, but he's from the Northeast, and we're trying to acclimate him. His name's Ben Dieter. And we're trying to teach him how to speak Southern.
I'm trying.
So we're
working on it.
Yeah, and wait until he gets a load of some of the county names down in Mississippi.
Oh boy!
Not even I can work my way through some of those. But we're trying to. We're trying to educate him.
Yeah, educate.
On the ways of the South. Hey, let's go to Asheville, North Carolina. Chris, listening to us on WHKP. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Grace and Todd, a little bit of everything, a lot of nothing. How are you?
Well, I'm good. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, you guys were talking about peanut butter and sausage, but my favorite peanut butter is Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Creamy. I want the creamy. And the same thing happened when the COVID crisis, I make up new words, started. I couldn't find peanut butter. I'd look and look and look every time. There was no peanut butter. And I told Grace that at Christmas time, I wanted to make those cheddar cheese balls. I could not find any sausage, and I ended up only finding this Swagger cheese, Italian sausage, mild. And it is made in Kodiak, Tennessee, which I have no idea where it is.
Is that, well, apparently Tennessee is a big sausage-making state. I mean, you've got Williams sausage, Tennessee Pride. I think Jimmy Dean, is Jimmy Dean from around here? I don't know. I love his old school commercials.
And so they only had one package of the Swagger days, and I did have to buy Jimmy Dean's, and I bought a Thomasville and in the patty. So I had to crunch them up, and I ended up comparing the Thomasville to the Jimmy Dean, and the Jimmy Dean was better.
But
the Swagger teas I like, and I even used your biscuit recipe in your biscuit book.
How did it turn out?
My own sausage gravy. I am so proud of myself. I made sausage gravy and your biscuits I'm in heaven. I am not going to Hardee's anymore. The last three times we tried to get biscuits and gravy at Hardee's, it was lumpy, there hardly any sausage, it was dry. So we said, we're not going there anymore. And I said, okay, I'm going to look up on the internet and look for a recipe for sausage gravy.
Well, and Chris, you just made my day.
I've been practicing and practicing.
Good for you.
I got a little joke for you because you mentioned Mississippi. I was reading in the Reader's Digest, there was a little joke. The teacher asked the child to spell Mississippi, and he said, do you want the river or the state?
That's good right there. All right, Chris, we got to run. We got to take a break, but it is so good hearing from you, and I'm glad the recipe turned out okay for you. How about that? By the way, our daily biscuit, that's the book she's talking about. And it's got some great recipes from you guys, our listeners. And we'd love for you to get a copy of it. You can find it wherever you buy your books. I'm happy to sign a copy for you over at toddstarnes.com as well. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Man, if she says our biscuits are better than Hardee's, wow.
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering over 250 engaging programs online. Praised for its culture of community, students engage with faculty and connect with counselors who take a personalized approach for your success. GCU's online students received over $144 million in scholarships in 2021. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So this is the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting from our flagship radio station, almost right smack dab in the middle of the country, beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Hope you're doing good today. Hey, I want to play some audio real quick. This just happened at the White House press briefing with Little Red Lion Hood, Jen Psaki, weighing in on the issue of court packing and whether or not President Biden is going to try and pack the courts. Let's take a listen.
Does the president plan to decide what he's going to do on Supreme Court reform before he makes this nomination?
He is reviewing the Supreme Court Commission report. I don't have a prediction of when he will conclude his analysis of that.
And I just asked because the report includes suggestions about things like changing the number of people on the court, and you would think he would want to know who, if he's going to increase the size of the court, who he's going to put on first, right?
I think, Trevor, his focus right now is on going through a process that takes it, that values the seriousness of the role he has as president, that where he consults, as you saw today, with Democrats and Republicans and to select and nominate an eminently qualified black woman to serve on the court. That's his focus right now.
Well, she certainly did not answer that question. I think we all know where this is going. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now from the great state of Arizona, our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you as always, Todd.
You know, before we jump into the what's happening at the border, this battle over the Supreme Court and, quite frankly, the affirmative action hire is how some people are categorizing what's about to happen, where Joe Biden has pretty much excluded everyone from nomination except for a black woman.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that he's gone that way. I mean, if that was his intent, then it doesn't matter, really. He should be talking about getting the most qualified justice who will follow the Constitution. But that's not what he's about. That's not what Joe Biden's about or anybody that surrounds him. For them, it's always identity politics. Never forget that. And the reason they play identity politics is because they want control and power.
And by the way, speaking of that, the president just a little while ago was talking about how he wants someone on the Supreme Court who is going to be kind, someone who is going to be courteous, and someone who believes the Constitution is always evolving.
Well, of course, he's wrong on the Constitution part, but he is so delusional. He thinks he's the unification president. And yet he's the most intolerant president we've seen in quite some time, to be frank with you. But what a joke. I mean, we want people who will understand, get back to the intention of the Constitution and follow that law. We don't even want them to apply a broad sense of the law. They should be taking the Constitution and the law and applying it to the facts of the case and the litigants that are before them. That's their job.
Now, Congressman, moving on to the border here, I'm curious to get your thought. When you first heard about the administration, and now we understand President Biden is sending thousands and thousands of our troops into the Ukraine region, he seems to be more concerned about securing their border and defending their border than he is our own borders.
Well, that's true. I mean, and because he wants an open border. This is again one of those things where he says, "Well, how can we get control? Well, maybe we can make some long-term Democrats out of this thing." But he doesn't like our country. They don't like our country, so they're going to go defend the Ukraine border. Which, by the way, President Zelensky says he doesn't, and he's the president of Ukraine. He says he doesn't think a Russian invasion is imminent, but somehow. We're getting a wag the dog moment out of Joe Biden, and that's what this is about as well. I mean, nothing is ever straightforward with these guys. It's always a distraction, deception, and that's the way they operate.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our friend, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Congressman, you have been a vocal critic of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Here we are 1 year later. What is your assessment of his job?
Well, if he was my student in school, I would recommend expulsion for sure. And that's why I recommend impeachment. I mean, he is basically, I don't know if you saw his performance in Yuma to the Border Patrol agents last week. What a disgrace. And he basically told them, well, this is the policies of this administration. He's the one that has helped set those policies. They're deliberately violating the law. They put our country in danger. 2 million apprehensions and another 400,000 to 800,000, according to testimony yesterday in our hearing, 400,000 to 800,000 people got away into the country this year. That's huge. And it makes us very unsafe, very dangerous, and this could be cleaned up fairly quickly if they would.
But they're not. And to make matters even worse, Congressman, we are seeing reports of an actual video of grown adult illegals being offloaded on buses, airplanes all over America. I mean, we have no idea who these people are. We don't know if they're infected with the China virus. We don't know if they're criminals, if they're domestic terrorists, we don't know.
That's right. And look, there are times we know that they've released criminals. They've released people who have warrants for murder or have been convicted for other crimes, violent crimes in the past. And we let them go. And then others, we have no way to vet them. And when they're coming from 140 different nations, that's the number, over 140 different nations, it's almost impossible to know what they've done, what their intentions are, and we're releasing them in there. And they lie, too. I mean, I just got back a letter yesterday saying that they released something like 170,000 or something into the country. But that was worded very carefully. And when we, in the hearing yesterday, the expert said, look, it's really probably closer to 600,000 because because the way they worded it, They don't want to tell you the truth. They probably released 600,000 people illegally into the country last year.
Just unbelievable. And again, these covert migrant relocations that are happening, this should enrage everybody. But what I find very interesting, Congressman, is you don't hear reports of those planes arriving at Martha's Vineyard in the dark of night. It's always like Chattanooga or Memphis.
No, that's exactly right. They're not going to send them to San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's hub, or the Martha's Vineyard where the Obamas vacation. They're not going to do it there. They're going to put them into cities, areas, and if they can, they're going to put them in red areas to try to turn those red areas. But, I mean, It's disgusting, quite frankly. And look, I don't know if you saw this. There was a report last week that TSA is accepting as an ID for some of these illegal aliens their booking slip or their arrest notification. And that's good enough. You and I forget our passport or our driver's license. And let's say to them, hey, will you take my booking slip? I just got out of jail. They're not going to let you on the plane, but they're going to let an illegal alien on the plane.
Congressman, years ago when I was working at Fox, whenever they would send me out on an assignment, we would have to carry our gear with us wherever we went. And, of course, it had the big Fox logos on it. Every single time I was pulled out and given the, they manhandled me at TSA every single time. So Hannity, well, I was telling him about this. We were doing one of the shows. We're in a commercial break. I was just kind of explaining to him this problem. He says, take off the Fox logos and see what happens. Sure enough, next week at the airport, LaGuardia, took off the logos and they let me through without so much as a second glance. To your point.
It's not political at all, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. All right, Congressman. Well, good stuff as always, and we do enjoy having you on the program.
It's always great to be with you, Todd. Keep up the good work.
All right, will do. Thanks, Congressman. Andy Biggs, everybody, and got a chance to know him really well during his tenure as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. As a matter of fact, they flew me up to D.C., to speak at a breakfast gathering. Just had a great time talking to the guys. And Debbie Lusko was there, two guys and gals over there at the House Freedom Caucus. All right, let's get to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Boston, Massachusetts. Our good friend Connor on the line. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Todd Starr, it's great to talk to you.
Likewise.
You know, I'll tell you, I just re-entered the United States from Germany the day before yesterday, and what they make you do as a U.S. citizen to get back into the country now is unbelievable. I am triple vax, and they literally made me get canceled my flight because they made me take another coronavirus test before they would even let me re-enter the country. So what they're doing with these, and that was not the German government. That was not the European government. That was the United States government, courtesy of Joe Biden.
So, Connor, what were you doing? I'm curious, what were you doing out of the country?
So I had to go over to Munich for work. We had a conference over there. It was pretty awesome. Definitely great to be back in America. But I'll tell you, it's not easy getting in as an American citizen. I should have just said I identify as an illegal alien.
You see,
your time.
That's how you do it. I mean, or just give them, just create a fake arrest warrant and hand it to them. And they'll let you ride on the plane.
That's exactly it. I told them when I was getting on the plane, when I was going through the TSA pre-check, I identify as a Democrat. Didn't have a single problem.
well played. Hey, let me ask you about Germany, though. Are people wearing the masks? What's it like over there?
So it's pretty strict over there right now. They make you wear what's equivalent to a K95 mask here in the States. And if you don't wear that and you are caught, they will fine you. I believe a deportation too. So they are very strict on that over there. You have to show your vaccine port into everyone.
Oh, I think we lost Connor there, folks. So Connor, we've got I think you hit a bad cell signal there, but we're glad you made it back into America. That would have been kind of dicey. But it's tough. But he's right. Here you have a guy triple vaxxed, and he's still got to go through all the rigmarole. And this, they're going to tank the airline industry if they keep this nonsense up. They need to just go ahead. And there's a great story from Jonathan Turley about the masks. And they've been going on and on and on about how the masks, you've got to wear a mask. If you love your neighbor, you're going to wear a mask. And now we know that the masks don't work. And we actually have a scientific study. And it's not from some sort of local doctor. This is from Johns Hopkins University. We're going to get into that. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to share with you this intel that shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that the masks do not work and never have worked. 844-747-8868. That's our Toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
More news from CNN, the fornication station. Hey, Grace, this is some pretty juicy gossip here.
Spill the tea.
So here we go. So Jeff Zucker forced out at CNN because he was having relations with a colleague.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't report it or whatever. So anyway, this is all happening as a result of the Fredo Cuomo scandal.
Drama.
So it was a consensual thing, though. So it's not like, you know, she was sleeping with the boss because she was trying to get a leg up.
Mm.
Maybe she had two legs up. I don't know.
Ew.
But anyway, her name, get this. Wow, that was inappropriate.
Very.
Her name is Allison Golust.
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm serious. Her name is Golust.
Are you saying that right?
G-O-L-L-U-S-T.
Oh.
Golust.
That's ironic on a lot of levels.
That's disgusting. So her name is Allison Golust. And so someone at CNN Insider told the New York Post, why is she allowed to keep her job when she was promoted while sleeping with the boss?
Ooh.
So in other words, she was sleeping her way to the top.
Man.
I wonder what Kamala Harris is doing right now.
She's actually with President Biden. Holding a live press conference and keeping an eye on that.
We don't judge. We don't judge. But, yeah, she slept her way to the top.
Woo.
Oh, we're not talking about Kamala. We're talking about the, well, that's
allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes, thank you. So, anyway, it's a valid question. Now, this is an interesting question. I mean, if both of them were involved in a consensual relationship and he gets booted, well, I guess he resigned before we could get booted.
That's the thing, right?
So what about her? Why is she still on the job?
If I don't hear anything in the next 24 hours of them firing her, I have questions.
The CNN Insider says CNN is supposed to be a transparent news network. How does she get away with lying about their affair for so long? Are you kidding me?
Come on.
They would know the truth if it slapped it upside the head during a Jeffrey Zucker. Never mind. I'm not going to go.
You better watch yourself.
I had to self-edit.
Beep.
But still, I mean, when Jeffrey Toobin is your employee of the month over at CNN, you got problems.
Ain't that the truth?
So one insider said they've been together for years, and they're still lying about it.
It was probably the worst kept secret around the office. Like, everybody knew, but nobody would say anything, because you didn't want to be that person, right, who said something, and the next thing you know, you're... being thrown under the bus, too, for something or another.
This is true. And
they're all keeping each other's secrets.
And I remember when I was at Fox, you would see the stories. And mm-hmm. you would hear the stories, but then you would see it with your own eyes. And you're like, holy cow. It's like, wait a second. You're a married man. You've got kids. What are you doing going around, running around with the interns? But it happens. It happens, and it happens everywhere. It happens everywhere.
But CNN's the worst.
Oh, yes, because they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
They are hypocrites. And I say good for you, President Trump, for calling Jeff Zucker out as a sleazebag. Oh, by the way, we're getting some info now on the Super Bowl. So they've got a country music singer, Mickey Guyton. He's going to be performing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
Oh, Mickey's a girl. She's nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, and her best-known song is her solo country album, Remember Her Name. I don't remember her name. Oh, never mind. Okay. Guyton posted about the upcoming performance on Instagram saying, I am shook, I am grateful, I am praise dancing. So excited to be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl on February 13th. All right, good for her. And then you've got, what is it, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and all the... And then they've got the anti-cop halftime show.
Mm.
Oh, America the Beautiful is going to be sung by an R&B singer, six-time Grammy nominee, Jhené Aiko?
I like her. Yeah, she's pretty good.
And then, oh, they're going to be singing the Black National Anthem. Here we go. Yeah, so the Black National Anthem is going to be performed by Mary Mary.
Oh.
Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Oh, my goodness.
And somebody named Yola. Y-O-L-A.
No clue.
You only live... No, that's YOLO.
Okay. Close.
All right. So there you go. The Super Bowl announcing that they will be performing the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl. What happens if somebody takes a knee during that song? Jeez, Alou. Hey, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back, America.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us today. I am Todd Starnes, and we are broadcasting live from our university, our Liberty University studios here in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're following this crazy story out of the world of cable news. President Trump summed it up very nicely when he called former CNN chief Jeff Zucker a sleazebag. Zucker is now out. He admitted that he had had an affair with a woman there at CNN. It was consensual. The New York Post is reporting the woman involved, the other woman, her name, Allison Golust. Allison Golust, that is her name. She's accused of sleeping her way to a promotion. And a lot of the employees, according to the New York Post, are wondering, wait a second, why does she still have a job? But I think it just goes to show you that CNN, for all they are hypocrites. And it is a scandal-plagued network, and here they are. President Trump, he warned us about all of this. He told us this was how this was all going to go down, and he's absolutely right again. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It is great to have back with us our good friend and President Trump spokesperson, Liz Harrington. Liz, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd. I'm great. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Liz. And the president has a right to be a little gleeful today based on the news coming out of CNN.
That's right. And as only the president can sum it up so well, congratulations to all. It really is a great day to see someone, you know, have to resign in disgrace. And because, and let's be real, this was not the only reason. Nobody watches CNN. Their ratings are in the tank. Because they've lost the entire credibility of the American people. And it's because of things like this. These are the same people who lectured us for years, claiming the moral high ground. And then look at this place. It is a cesspool. It is an absolute disaster. How many people have had to been fired or resigned just in the past couple months over sexual indiscretion or worse? I mean, you've had producers who worked for Chris Cuomo and Jake Tapper who got fired for pedophilia. I mean, allegations of that. So this is a good day because there is a comeuppance with the fake news media. President Trump got it exactly right. And it's only a matter of time before the entire network goes down in flames.
Now, Liz, we have to stop talking about politics for a moment. We hear a little something in the background there. Can we tell everybody what's been going on in Liz Harrington's world?
Yeah, I guess the cat's out of the bag here because I'm trying to do a radio interview and she's not letting me.
That's brilliant.
Yes, I had me and my husband were so blessed to have a baby girl born in December 17th. Her name is Greer, and we're just over the moon. So I've been on maternity leave and I've been getting back into things, doing interviews, but it's good to be back on with you, Todd.
Well, it's great to have you back with us, and we are so excited for you, and what a blessing. You're a great mom. I mean, you're doing it all, and it's just pretty awesome to me. It sounds like she's going to have a career in media.
Yeah, you can't keep her down. You know, she's independent. I was on the phone with a good friend of mine, a person I work with quite often, and saying she's not going down for a nap. You know, she's fighting it. And he says, well, that's a good sign. That's an independent spirit right there.
There you go. Well, Liz, before we have to let you go, I would love for you to weigh in on the big rallies the president's been having. That one in Texas over the weekend, just unbelievable, the amount of people and the excitement. And I know a lot of folks are wondering when that big announcement's going to come.
Well, as President Trump likes to say, he thinks she'll be very happy, but that's his announcement to make. But oh my goodness, incredible crowds in Florence, Arizona, and then in Conroe, Texas last weekend, over 85,000 people. I mean, unheard of in American politics. It was the biggest political rally in Texas history. And that just shows, I mean, the people are hungry. They're hungry for common sense. They're hungry for President Trump's leadership that we so desperately miss right now. I mean, the country is in a really bad position, but the good news is the American people are resilient. We are energized. We're not going to go down without a fight. We're going to hang on to our great country. And the spirit there is just truly incredible, and you can feel it. President Trump was in a great mood. I mean, he was so funny last Saturday during his speech, even in these, you know, really troubled times. It's just so good to have a real leader like that, and to see that the American people, our movement, it's not going anywhere. In fact, it's grown.
It has grown, literally, in the Harrington household. So we have another young Trump supporter there.
Yeah, well, babies for Trump.
I love it. Well, Liz, we're going to let you get back to the baby. And we thank you so much for coming on. And we're just so excited and thankful for the great work you're doing for the country.
Oh, thank you so much, Todd. I really appreciate it.
All right, Liz, take care now. Liz Harrington, everybody, the president's spokesperson, and I guess it was okay for us to ask, Grace, because you could hear the little one in the background.
Yeah, that's a very distinct sound, isn't it?
She sounded so cute.
It was so cute. It was a little cool.
We're like, put the baby on.
It wasn't crying.
No, it was just having a good time.
Yep.
It's like, I want to talk.
Yeah, I want to wait.
I want to talk to Todd. You know, he sounds like a nice guy. So, yeah, I'm friendly.
Yes.
So, there you go. Well, anyway, it's great to have Liz back with us. And she has been on maternity leave. And so we'll be featuring her as we get closer and closer. Grace, I have more dirt on this CNN story.
Spill the tea.
So, it turns out that the woman who was sleeping her way to the top with Jeff Zucker in the consensual relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So, it turns out that she is connected to Andrew Cuomo. So she used to work with Cuomo.
See, I'm telling you, they're all connected.
They're all connected.
And that's why they don't rat each other out.
That's right. That's right.
Because if one gets ratted out, as we've seen, they're all getting ratted out.
And I will not name names, but I will say the same thing happens in the conservative world. Because they're all in cahoots together. That's why you see these people, they'll be yelling and screaming at Al Sharpton on TV, and then after the lights go off,
kumbaya.
There you go. They're out at the bar. They're out at the Del Frisco's, you know, throwing back a couple of martinis. That's how that works, and it's a game. I did not like that side of it, and I just didn't play it. The only person I was somewhat interested and somewhat intrigued in getting to know, and normally whenever there's a Southerner that would show up, like James Carville, for example, I think that would be a fun conversation to have because, you know, he's what you see is what you get with Carville.
Sure.
But I was interested in, her name just flew out of my brain. She was the Donna Brazile, the former DNC, and then she got fired at CNN for leaking the debate questions to Hillary. But she was from the South. She's from New Orleans. And so one of the things I try to do, they actually brought me in to meet Donna at Fox when I was there.
Really?
And we sat down. And look, you know, my dad got transferred to New Orleans when I was in junior high school. So we had a little bit of a connection there as far as she's from Louisiana, New Orleans. And typically when you're talking to somebody from New Orleans, you immediately start talking about food.
Of course.
And so we did. And that's how I normally break the ice is, you know, I'll ask her, tell me, where's a good place to get a po' boy down in the quarter? Where, you know, talking about gumbo and things of that nature. She was a very pleasant person.
People love giving recommendations.
They do.
Especially about food.
Look, Little Red Lion Hood and I were on the campaign trail together for ages back in the day. And, you know, these people are somewhat nice, but then they turn on you. And that's the problem. You know, I don't care about your politics. You know, if I'm just hanging out with you, let's say my neighbor turns out to be some sort of a liberal. That doesn't bother me as long as you're a nice person. I mean, we don't, you know, how you live your life is not going to impact mine.
Yeah,
exactly. Is what I'm trying to say. Like we, back when I lived in Brooklyn, I'll give you a good example of this. Back when I lived in Brooklyn, lived in a very liberal neighbor. I mean, the whole city's liberal. When you go and look at like the 2016 election, that one blue dot in Brooklyn, that's me. I'm the one Trump voter.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was chatting it up one day with my neighbor across the street, lived in a brownstone, and a nice enough guy. He's very liberal, a very well known psychologist. And if I get lost here, just yell at me. We got to take a break, guys.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm chatting it up. Nice enough guy. His kid plays baseball. So he said, "Hey, why don't you come out? We're playing. You know, the school's playing baseball. Come out to the east side, and they have some baseball fields along the East River on the east side of Manhattan." And so I said, yeah, sure, no problem, but why not? And so anyway, I'm out there, we're having a good time sitting there, and you know how it is when you're watching a baseball game. You know, you got a lot of downtime, so you can kind of talk. And so it was a Friends Seminary school. Those are the Quaker. It was a Quaker school, all right? And so I just assumed that they were Quakers. And so I'm sitting there, and because I had sent them a Christmas, normally I just send people Christmas cards in the neighborhood. And so I sent him and his wife and the family a Christmas card. So anyway, the guy, I said, so you're a Quaker. And I was just intrigued. I had never met anybody who's actually a Quaker before.
Sure.
And I was making a joke. I said, I love you guys make great oatmeal.
Oh,
you know,
no.
The Quaker oats.
Oh, no, Todd. Right. I'm sure they haven't heard that before.
That was a great line, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like whenever I run into a Mormon, I'm like, I love Donnie and Marie.
Oh, my God.
Or Hanson. You know, I had to up that. You know, that was kind of an old school reference. But, you're a Mormon. Hey, I love Hanson. You know, Mbop. I really don't like Hanson, but I did like Donnie and Marie. The Osmonds.
Okay.
That's going over your head, isn't it? You don't know who I'm talking
right
about.
Right over my head.
Folks, do you see what I have to deal with here? They just don't educate the kids anymore.
I'm sorry.
You got a college
don't
degree,
blame me.
Grace, from a public university. You know who Donnie and Marie are.
Sorry.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. Kyle, find the I'm a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, Donnie and Marie. We'll play some of that. So anyway, Grace, I'm sitting there at the ball field where it's a beautiful scene. The fields are right there on the East River. So you can watch the dead bodies float by as the mob throws them off the bridges.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm saying, so you're a Quaker. He goes, no, I'm not a Quaker. He goes, the wife and I are atheists.
Oh.
I'm like, wait, what? So is this Donnie Marie? All right, Grace, prepare to be educated.
I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a little bit rock and roll.
That's Donnie. Okay, I think that's all we can take.
They have very unique voices.
And a TV show. They're brother and sister.
Makes sense.
That, all of them. They're all Mormons. You know, you have, what, 30 kids, and then you got a choir. That's what they do. They're the Mormons. I don't mean a stereotype, but it's like Baptists. We eat. We do good buffets on Wednesday night.
But we don't dance.
We don't dance. Ask your mom. She probably had a poster of, you know, Donnie.
Okay.
And the
idol. I'll ask her.
Bell bottoms. So where is this going? Oh, so I atheist. Tell the guy. So the atheist, he says, we're an atheist, and I immediately look at the guy. I don't know why I did this, but I look at the guy. I'm like, I am so sorry for sending you a Christmas card. I wasn't trying to, like, you know,
no, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did. I said, I am so sorry. And then the guy sneezes. Hold on. The guy sneezes. I'm like, bless you. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Todd, you're overthinking it.
I'm not mocking you. And the guy starts laughing. He's just a good guy. And so the whole point was we got a good laugh, and I shared my faith a little bit with him. You know, I wasn't trying to proselytize, but, I, you know, he said, oh, you're a Christian. I said, yes, I am. The whole point of that is he's the kind of guy that you would want to invite over for a burger, for a cookout. It's not like these rabid, you know, anti, we're just in your face.
Screaming
with
at
that.
You.
What's that now?
Screaming at you.
Screaming at you, exactly. So, and that's the whole point of, that's the
whole point of that story. Also, check and make sure if it's a Quaker or an atheist before you send a Christmas card.
Got to do that. It's just the nice, it's the neighborly thing to do.
Don't send anything about Easter.
No, better not. That's not good. So, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Grace, did you look up Donnie and Marie during the break?
I did.
They're kind of like the 70s version of the Jonas Brothers.
All righty, then.
Pretty much.
Just includes a girl instead of only guys.
Yeah, of course. Who is the middle Jonas bro?
The middle one?
Yeah.
There's Joe, and Kevin.
He was always the flamboyant one, but they're all married.
Oh, yeah. They're all married to beautiful women.
Oh, gorgeous women. Indeed. Oh, there you go. All right, you know, every generation has one of those. Donnie and Marie, you've got Hanson, the Mbops, and
yes,
you've got Menudo back in the day.
I know who Hanson is.
Okay. We have a disgusting story to share with you, and I just want to warn you ahead of time that this is pretty awful. Our good friends over at Libs of TikTok alerted us to this story. The voice you're about to hear is a university professor. A very well-known university professor, Stephen Collison. I'm sorry, that's the university president's name. The professor, and again, you just need to hear what he has to say. This professor, Stephen Kirshner, is advocating sex between adults and children. Cut number one.
Well, there's a couple things to say here. One is, even if you are looking for a threshold, let's say there's a threshold, I'm making this number up, but let's say it's at age 8. Still, that tells you that some adult child sex is permissible. Second, the notion that it's wrong even with a 1-year-old is not quite obvious to me. There are reports in some cultures of grandmothers fellating the baby boys to calm them down when a colicky. Now, I don't know if this is true, but this is sort of widely reported as occurring in at least one culture. And it working, that the grandmothers believe this actually works. If this were to be true, and again, I don't know it to be true, if it were to be true, it's hard to see what would be wrong with it. So, yeah, I guess I think, no, I don't think there's a blanket period beyond which this is permissible. If we're interested in willing participation, which is the way I structured it, then, yeah, there's a point below which people aren't willing participants in anything because they don't have intentions or they don't have the sort of mental states that allow for willing participation. But no, I don't think it's blanket wrong at any age.
And he's not kidding. Here's what he says about having relations with a one-year-old. Cut number three.
The notion that it's wrong even with a one-year-old is not quite obvious to me.
This is a university professor at State University of New York, Fredonia. The university released a statement last night condemning those comments and said they are reviewing the matter. What is there to review? This guy is on the record. If you Google this guy, you will find all sorts of essays and analysis that is, quite frankly, disturbing and criminal. But you need to be prepared because these folks are laying the groundwork to normalize pedophilia. This is State University of New York, Fredonia, ladies and gentlemen. 844-747-8868, our telephone number. Your tax dollars, paying that guy's salary, by the way, and paying for the research.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off kids' designer looks from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from your favorite brands, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget, Macy's card and coupon holders get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Liberty University studios here in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. You know, every time that you connect to an unencrypted network, if you're, let's say you're down at the coffee house, you're at a hotel somewhere, let's say you're in the lobby of the beautiful Peabody Hotel, the Grand Hotel of the South, and you're online, you're doing your work. Folks, your online data is not secure. I mean, anybody, any hacker on the same network can actually gain access and steal your personal data. That's not going to happen with me, and the reason why is because I use a great product called ExpressVPN, and they do a terrific job of securing an encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so it cannot be hacked. It is super simple to use. All you have to do is fire up the app and click one button and boom, you are protected. I would strongly encourage you to get yourself together with the good people over at ExpressVPN. Here's where you need to go. All the information, expressvpn.com/starns. That's my last name. expressvpn.com/starns and get your computers, get your digital world protected. All right, 844-747-8868. Ben is our toll-free telephone number. Want to bring you up to speed on a weird story happening out of Middle Tennessee. This is around the Nashville area where there is a fierce fight that's developing, that's unfolding in the 5th Congressional District between the MAGA world candidate and the Trump-endorsed candidate. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, one of the best political analysts I know, Steve Gill, joins us. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, Todd, great to be with you.
So, Steve, maybe you can explain the story here. You have a former Trump staffer, Morgan Ortegas, and then you've got Robbie Starbuck, who is the darling of the MAGA world, and they're both running for the same congressional seat.
Well, and there's others that are actually from Tennessee that have some Tennessee conservative values that may yet get in the race. Andy Ogles, who is the mayor of Murray County, Columbia, Tennessee, where they host Mule Day each year. You've probably been to Mule Day or at least know of Mule Day. He's a conservative who was fighting against the vax mandates, not against the vaccine, but against being forced to mandate the vaccination of kids in their schools and others. So he's on the sidelines at this point, but possibly looking to get in. But then you've got the two big names that are getting a lot of attention right now. Morgan Ortegas Weinberger. She is a woman from Florida, has worked in D.C. and then for the State Department in Baghdad, and has credentials in Washington. but only moved to Tennessee a few months ago to run for Congress, only registered to vote in Tennessee in November of 21. So her first vote she can ever cast in Tennessee will be for herself. She has pledged her loyalty to Joe Biden right after he got elected. Her husband, Mr. Weinberger, worked as an associate legal counsel in the in the Obama White House.
What?
She and her husband were married by their good friend and neighbor, Ruth Bader Let-Me-Kill-Some-Babies Ginsburg. The story that's coming out on this woman is just, you know, she, by the way, she was also one of the top spokespeople for Jeb Bush for candidate against Donald Trump when she was speaking on behalf of Jed, comparing Donald Trump to a petulant, immature teenage boy and referred to him as disgusting on several counts. This is who Donald Trump, without any actual knowledge of who she was, other than somebody saying, oh, she worked in the State Department, this is who Donald Trump endorsed before she's even in the race.
And by the way, Steve, this has all been brewing now, and this has been sort of simmering for several days since the president's endorsement came out. And we're getting word that the president is doubling down. He is still affirming his endorsement of Ortegas, and he says he just doesn't know Robbie Starbuck.
Well, and it's interesting. You know, nobody knows Robbie Starbuck, and Starbuck is, by the way, his name is actually Robert Newsom. He has changed his name. Well, not even legally. He's just going by Robbie Starbuck. I'm not sure why Robert Newsom wasn't good enough, but he only moved to Tennessee about 3 years ago. He was a Hollywood producer of, and I don't use the term lightly, pornographic rap videos.
What?
Over a career of 10 or 15 years. There's one, and again, we can't play it on the air, Todd, but there's one that he did for Ty Dolla $ign and Gucci Mane called Enormous that talks, that features, and again, not just produced by Robbie Newsom, Starbuck, but directed by Robbie Newsom, Starbuck, that features naked black women writhing as Gucci Mane sings about guns and oral sex and everything else, that was directed by Robbie Starbuck 3 years ago, just as he was moving to Tennessee. Robbie Starbuck has never voted in a Republican primary in Tennessee either. These are people from California, from Florida and D.C., who were dropping into this new 5th district thinking, oh, these dumb hick rubes in Tennessee won't figure it out. I can pretend to be whatever will get me elected. So in the case of Morgan Ortegas Weinberger, so she can get back to D.C. She's never been to a PTA meeting in D.C. She couldn't find Hohenwald, Tennessee, in the district on a map. And she wants to go back to D.C. Just today, she was on Fox News, you know, commenting on what's going on in Ukraine from D.C. She's not even in Tennessee when she's doing her commentary.
So just so we're clear, so President Trump endorsed her. So the Robbie Starbuck, meanwhile, has the endorsements of Candace Owens, Madison Cawthorn, Sebastian Gorka, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just so we're all clear about this.
I don't think any of them have seen the enormous video that he produced and directed for Gucci Mane. I don't think they've seen it. And I don't think that's going to play
I've seen it.
At the Churches of Christ in the 5th Congressional District or the Baptist churches. I don't think most of the ministers in the district have seen it yet, but I'm guaranteeing you they will see it soon.
So Starbuck saw, he was following my Twitter feed, and I posted an item last night, Steve, and he sent me a message. I haven't returned his call yet. He says none of this is true. He's been voting, and nobody has a problem with him in the Republican Party, the whole nine yards. But here's what I wrote that caused the telephone call. I am certain there are plenty of conservative Tennesseans, that's all caps, in the 5th Congressional District who are well qualified to run for Congress. That's what I don't get, Steve. Why do you come? And I just have I had a problem when Hillary did it in New York. I got a problem when Republicans do it. You know what? If you want to run for Congress, stay in California and run.
Or in D.C.
Or in D.C.
You know, or Morgan Ortegas Weinberger. I mean, D.C. Morgan simply wants to do a touch base in Tennessee so she can get back to Washington, D.C. And then if President Trump runs, or if a Republican runs and gets elected president, she'll be diving back into the administration somewhere because, yeah, it's obvious that's where she really wants to be. you know, Robbie Starbuck is claiming, oh yeah, I've voted. It's like, well, not in Tennessee. And the records are clear. He has never voted in a Republican primary in Tennessee. Now, he went on a local radio show and claimed that he had voted in primaries in Tennessee. And now he's claiming he misunderstood the question, that he voted in Republican primaries in California. And he just thought they meant Tennessee, because it's so easy to confuse Southern California and the rural 5th district in Tennessee. I mean, the beaches are almost identical, Todd.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I would say California values rule in Nashville proper because of all the Hollywood and music types that have pretty much ruined that once great city. But beyond that, it is a very conservative area. And my first question would be, find Bucksnort, Tennessee on a map. And if they can't do that, you're out of here.
Or trying to spell Hohenwald.
Or Hohenwald. That's true. That's even tough for some of us Tennesseans. But to your point,
it's interesting that Donald Trump tweeted today and made a point that he didn't know Robbie Starbuck. He understands he voted for Obama. Now, the only way Trump would be thinking that is if Robbie Starbuck or Robert Newsom, as he was then before he changed his name and changed his address, if he had tweeted or if he had posted or made some comment as he was catering to his black rap artist, and we're talking guys like Snoop Dogg and others, this guy was in that culture. I'm sure he told them or publicly stated, oh, I voted for Obama too. I'm one of y'all. And now he's claiming that he lost his career in Hollywood because he came out for Trump, although there's no evidence he ever came out for Trump.
Now, Steve, and again, I want you to, if I'm off base here, you know, just haul me back on the wagon. The reason this is important, I think the reason why this is important is we've got to get these candidates right. We saw what happened when Republicans in Georgia played that identity card, Brian Kemp naming Kelly Loeffler, primarily because he wanted to name a female senator. And we saw how that worked out. Now you've got two Democrats in the U.S. Senate from Georgia, one of whom is a raging communist. They do not reflect the values. But the problem is we had some problems in the primary race and ultimately who the nominee was.
Well, and I think some of these, you know, the Cawthorns and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and others, when this district was before it was redrawn by the legislature just recently, was Davidson County. Their thought was, oh, this is a guy of Hispanic heritage. His you know, now sometimes he will play it like, oh, my family and I fled from Cuba. It's like, you know, again, too cute by half. His mom left Cuba when she was 4 in the 60s. I mean, it's not like he got on a little boat and paddled his way from Havana to Miami, but he's playing that. So it's like, oh, he's got this Cuban heritage story. He's got a man bun, slicked back hair. He looks a little bit like AOC, wears the skinny jeans, and talks the talk of somebody who's read and is very capable, is kind of like an actor. The same thing is really kind of true of Morgan Ortega's Weinberger, in that she's going to be a creation of the media. Again, both of these guys are much like AOC, a creation of the media, saying what plays to the base, in her case, the far left, in these guys' case, to the far right. But it's talking points and it's not reality. And I think Republicans have to be smart not to play the identity politics of, oh, we need a Hispanic woman from Florida to drop in here and teach us rubes how to send somebody to Congress. We need a vaguely Cuban man bun hip hop kind of guy to help us get the vote. Maybe that would make sense if it was still the Davidson County urban district, but now it's Murray County, Columbia. It's about half of Williamson County, just south of Nashville. It's Lewisburg, Tennessee, Marshall County. These are urban rejects in many cases, where people have fled and rejected the policies of urban Nashville to get to the countryside and the suburbs and have Tennessee values, not trying to import them from California or D.C. or Florida.
Steve, so I'm really curious. I mean, you've got a pretty good ear to the ground when it comes to the Republicans, the actual Tennessee Republicans. It feels like the 5th Congressional District has been hijacked and we don't even matter anymore. So, and I'm wondering, what are Republicans in the state, what are they saying about all of this?
Well, they're trying to hijack it. Again, with Robbie, whatever his name is today, Starbuck, you know, wherever he voted, he has not voted in any Tennessee Republican primaries. As you know, they keep the records. The same thing with Morgan Ortega, she only registered to vote in Tennessee in November, just a few months ago. Her first vote she would ever cast would be for herself here. So, you know, they haven't been to PTA meetings. They haven't been to high school football games. You know, the culture of Tennessee that people live and work and embrace and enjoy. But there is, you know, there is some hope. Again, you've got Andy Ogles, who's, you know, a lifelong Tennessean, has actually done things, has been a conservative, not just in talk, but in action. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of effort to get him to get into the race. He may do it. You know, there's others that may decide, you know, I'm going to get in. You know, also, a part of West Wilson County, which is the west portion of Wilson County, Lebanon, Mount Juliet. Again, these are suburban and rural residents that have those conservative Christian values that reflect Tennessee, not California and D.C./Florida.
Now, and here's why this is important, Steve. Again, we're talking about very conservative Bible Belt. And if, in fact, let's just say Starbuck is the nominee, and what you said is true, is accurate about the videos and all that kind of stuff, you know the Democrats are going to be all over this. That will be a campaign issue. And good, God-fearing Baptist, I don't care how conservative they are, they're not going to go and vote for a person like that.
Well, and they're not – the Democrats in the left may not attack him during the primary.
They will in the general.
Yeah, wait till he's the nominee. And again, when you go back, this is a guy – and again, it's only slowly coming to light. When he got married to his wife, who's also an entertainer who goes by the name Matriarch and is kind of this goth character, their wedding cake featured, you know, black and white skulls and crossbones. She was carrying black roses. It wasn't your traditional Lottie Moon offering Southern Baptist wedding. Let's just say that.
Thank you for that visual, Steve.
Nor was Morgan Ortega's Weinberger when Ruth Bader Ginsburg marries she and her husband. And again, I'm not going to question anybody's faith, but she converted from Christianity to Judaism while she was working in Baghdad just about 13 years ago. So is it a lifelong faith? Is it a contrived faith? And what about Jesus did she decide to reject? I mean, these are legitimate questions if you're going to represent the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah. Steve, we're going to have to wrap it up there. You know how this goes. We're going to have to take a break here, and we're coming up with a hard break. Great intel, and we're going to be reaching out again and talk more national, but this is a state race that is developing national attention, and we appreciate you shedding some light on what's going on. Thanks a lot, Steve.
It's a freak show. Stay tuned.
All right, folks, got to take a break. Thanks. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you more of what you love, like premium travel benefits and access to Taylor Swift tickets. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. Plus, get access to Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Maybe I'll see you there. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, folks, listen up. This just in, a bit of breaking news. The U.S. Army has announced they plan to immediately discharge soldiers who are not vaccinated. So if you're in the Army, if you're a soldier and you haven't got the jab in the shoulder, then you will be discharged. This information just coming in on Breaking 911. Also, we're efforting some video. Turns out President Biden not having a good day, Joe Biden, and he was trying to walk off the stage, and Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden was literally walking him hand in hand off. She was leading him, guiding him off the stage. This is the leader of the free world, ladies and gentlemen. It's not looking good. It's not looking good for Joe Biden. And we don't know what's clacking around up in that head of his, but it is not good. Just want to remind you that tomorrow, great show that we have coming up. And we're also keeping an eye nationwide. I mean, they're talking about 20 million Americans that are bracing for this giant winter storm. It's going to pack a wallop, not so much with snow and ice in the southern states, but the southern states, you guys are going to get smacked around with some ice. They're saying almost an inch of ice could be possible across parts of the southern states. That's bad news. Can't drive on the ice. I guess you could skate, but you can't drive. Hey, ToddStarnes.com, our newsletter coming out in just a few minutes. If you haven't done so, I would encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. Keep yourself informed. Don't worry about the big tech censorship anymore. No, we've got all of that for you over at ToddStarnes.com. All right, folks, been a great day. Get out there. Be good, America.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.